Masechtas Bar Metzia, Daf Pei Tes, 6 lines from the top of Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph, and the Gemara has been discussing the dinim about a poel that has a right to eat the peiros and the produce while he's working for a balabayas. And in addition, the Gemara was talking about the lav of loisachsim shabadishoy, that you now let him muzzle your ox while it's working. We just saw that the Gemara states that since the pasuk says loisachsim shabadishoy and the word shar is extra, therefore we will makish chaysel menechsam and nechsam lechaysam, and we will makish adam lebehema ubehema laadam. And even though certainly the issa leisachsim shabadishoy does not apply to a person, as we learn from the pasuk that states kinafshecha, and we learn manafshechim chasam tepata apoyim chasam tepata. However, in order to understand the issa leisachsim shabadishoy b'negei yashar, and in order to understand the mitzvah say of letting your poyel eat while he's working, we do have this hekesh. We learn the details of the halachas that are relevant to an adam from the dinim that we find b'negei leisachsim shabadishoy. We also learn specific dinim that are going to be relevant to a shar from the dinim that are relevant to an adam. And for example, the only way that we know that the issa leisachsim shabadishoy applies even by a dove that's mechubal kaka is only because we compare it to an adam. And our Gemara will now continue and bring four brises, and we will learn dinim that are relevant to a poel that's working for an owner and that he has a right to eat from specific peiros. And we will learn that from the word that states b'negei yashar, as the pasuk states leisachsim shabadishoy, and the Gemara begins Tanur Rabbanan Daish. The pasuk says, and we learn out that since the Torah specifies the issa leisachsim shabadishoy is relevant to dosh, and threshing is specifically done on dovish shegedul kaka upoil echobai, and a poil could eat in dovish shegedul kaka af kol shegedul kaka poil echobai, therefore a poil only has a right to eat when he's working on something that's gedul kaka, and yotza choyle v'mechabitz v'megabein she'en gedul kaka v'en poil echobai, and therefore we exclude that if there's a worker that is milking a balabayas's cow, or he's making some sort of a milk product, or he's making cheese for the balabayas, so since they're not considered gudula kaka, therefore the employee doesn't have any right to eat while he's working, and he would not be allowed to drink any of the milk or eat any of the milk product or eat any of the cheese, even though at that time he's working for the balabayas. And Rashi over here taitza mechabetz mini cheritze cholov, meaning that he's producing some sort of a milk solid. Rashi mesech the Shabbos states hamaymed cholov bekeba, that it refers to an employee that takes milk and puts it together with rennet in order to create cheese. And Rashi then states, "V'linira mechabes his oisa k'min kli gami v'noisin akofu b'toychay enu me'acholov sheheinis yoyvei noifin." And this is the process in order to make whey. Some say we're talking about someone that's manufacturing butter. And the Gemara continues and asks, "Lomli, why would we need a pasuk of Daish to teach us this din? B'chisavi b'kerem re'echonavka." The pasuk states, "B'negeya poil, that when you come into the vineyard of your friend," and therefore we see we're talking about vines and we're talking about grapes, which are dovish gedule kaka, and l'chayr we should be able to learn it from the pasuk b'chisav b'kerem re'echa, and we wouldn't need the word daish. And the Gemara answers istrich that we do need the word daish as zach dat chamina, as if we only have the pasuk b'chisav b'kerem re'echa, one may have thought hoil v'ksiv kama l'rabis kol bali kama, since the pasuk states the word kama, which is talking about standing tefuah, and we learned before that's coming to imabo any type of item which is standing. We may have thought l'rabis nami midid lav gedule kaka nenu, it would also be mabo things that are standing, even though it's not gedula kaka, and therefore animals would be included in kamash one. And therefore, the pasuk tells us leisachsim shabadishoy that the only items that a poel has a right to eat are those items that are mamish gedula kaka. Of course, a behemoth is not gedula kaka. Therefore, a poel that's milking a cow or making a milk product or making cheese would not have a right to eat or drink these items while he's producing these items for the balabayas. Ainin Taisit at the top of the amid divul maskel gedula kaka yotza achaylev, where Taisit points out that even though Masechtas Erevin, we do consider Bal Chayim to be considered Gedula Kaka. However, that is only in specific scenarios, although certainly an animal is not Gedula Kaka Mamish, but it's considered Gedula Kaka because it grows from the ground as it eats the produce from the ground, and that helps the animal grow and mature. However, certainly in our Gemara, where the limit is from the word Daish, which is referring to threshing Tfua that actually grew from the ground, certainly that only includes those things which Mamish grow from the ground, and it does not include a behemoth, certainly is not categorized as gedula kaka when compared to daish and compared to regular tefuah. Keep in mind that we were not gurus to words of a shas k'mar melacha in this brisa, and in a moment we will see a brisa where the Gemara actually learns out the din that the only time that a poel eats is only if the avoda that he's doing for the balabayas is something that's during the shas k'mar melacha and during the time that you're completing the work of this item. And for example, when you're working on dvarim that are mechubal kaka, then the only time he would have a right to eat is only when he's cutting these items off of the ground, which is considered considered their gemara melacha, and as our Mishnah stated at the bottom of that pei zayin amud aleph, ve'ilu ilchum atayah oisav mechub b'lekaka b'shas gemara melacha. The Mashal states that we should not be goyers to these words. However, Ayin Rashi that brings down these words of b'shas gemara melacha, and he states zui shas gemaroi in the chenami. This brisa is actually telling us the din, but ultimately we're only learning the din of dov shekdu l'kaka from the word daish in this brisa regarding the makar that a poel could only eat b'shas gemara melacha. That will actually be the topic of the next brisa, and let's continue with the next brisa. As Tani Idach, we learned in another brisa, Daish, the pasuk says, "Bin a geir ashar leisachsun shor b'dishoy ma Daish miyuchadovish b'shas gemar malacha poil ichaboy." That just like Daish is talking about something that you do in b'shas gemar malacha, and that is when the Torah tells us that a poil or an animal could eat at that time, and you can't muzzle the animal. Therefore, we make a hekesh that a poil also has a right to eat during the time of gemar malacha. Af kol shu b'shas gemar malacha poil ichaboy, and therefore we extend that. That's not only relevant to Daish, but as long as the poil is in the middle of working on something which is considered a gemar malacha, then the poil has a right to eat at that time, and the Baal HaBayis is required to allow the poil to eat while he's working for him and doing a task which is considered a gemar malacha. The Braisa therefore states, Yotza HaMenachesh B'Shumim B'Besolim Hoil V'Ein Gemar Malacha Ein Poil Eichavem, and therefore we exclude that if there's a poil that's pruning for the Baal HaBayis, he's not cutting the produce off of the ground. Instead, his job is to remove the bad onions and the bad garlic from the ground. That of course is done in order to make sure that the rest of the onions and garlic grow better. That is not considered a gemar malacha. Therefore, the poil would not be able to eat from the onions and garlic during that period of time. And while he's pruning, once again, the gemara asks, Lomli, why would you need the pasuk of Daish to teach us this? But the alkaliyach loisiti nafka l'choyel, we should learn it from the pasuk that states b'negeya kerem, as the pasuk states kisavi b'kerem re'echa v'chata anavim k'nafshecha sobecha the alkaliyach loisitein, and you can't put those pears into your keli. And as we were medayik previously, that you can't put it into your own kelim, but it's at a point where you're already picking it for the Baal HaBayis, and you're placing the completed grapes into the baskets of the Baal HaBayis, and therefore we see that the only time that a poel has a right to eat is only by the Gemara Malacha, and not prior to that. And the Gemara answers, Lo tzricha afagav the kamashal of katini mibeni alimi. In the Chenami, we could have learned most dinim from the pasuk that states, Vel kelich leisitein. However, we still need the pasuk of Daish to teach us that if there's a worker that is working for the Baal HaBayis, he is removing from the ground those onions and garlics which are stunted and which will not grow any further, and it was the standard practice to go and take those onions and garlics and remove them in order that the rest of the onions and garlic should be able to grow much bigger and they would have much more room to expand and grow, even though in this case you're actually taking those small onions and small garlics and you're going to place it in the baskets of the Baal HaBayis. These onions and garlic are still usable and the Baal HaBayis will be able to eat these onions and the garlic. One may have thought that the poel could eat from these onions and from the garlic, since lemaisa they're going into the kelim of the Baal HaBayis. Therefore, kamashbon daish the lav shaskum amalachu, that lemaisa this is not the ending of the crops, as the crops are still growing, and this is not the ikka crop that you're picking, and you're only picking it in order that the rest of the crop should be good. And as Rashi says, the ikka peula mishum tikkun gedoy lemu, that the reason for your work is because you want to fix the rest of the pears which are still attached to the ground. Shehim mechuborim va'imdim. Therefore, this task is not actually considered a task that's a gemar malacha, and therefore the poel would not have rights to eat these onions or these garlic while he's working. And Ayin Taisa Diva Maschel Yotza Menachesh Bebetzolim, where he explains that now that we have the word Daish, why would the pasuk have to say Bel Keli Chloisitain? And he explained that if we would not say the words Bel Keli Chloisitain, Lo Yavetashina Medayish, El Mad Daish, Miuchet Shle Nigma Malachta Lemaisa, Avel Shas Kama Malachta Shain Tzarch Lakako, Lo Yavetashin Le, Avel Hash the Kosta Bel Keli Chlo, that now that we said the words Bel Keli Chloisitain, Le Midrash Bishas Kama Malacha, therefore Dashin Nami Medayish Lahani, then the word Daish now expands on the definition of Gemar Malacha, Ayin in Taisvis. The Gemara continues, Tani Idach, that we learned in the third Braisa, another din that we learned from the word Daish that states, B'negei the Pasuk Loisachsum Shabbadishoi. And the Braisa states, Daish, that the Pasuk used the term Daish, B'negei Loisachsum Shabbadishoi. And we learn, Ma Daish, Miyuchad Dovish Loinigma Malachta Lamaisa, Poyal Echabai. Just like when you have Tfua that's in the stage of threshing, it still did not reach the time frame when it's Nigma Malachta Lamaisa. It's after you thresh Tfua and you remove the kernels from the husk, you still have to winnow the tfuah in order to separate the kernels from the chaff, and only after that is the grain piled up, and then the pile is smooth, and only at that point is it chayiv in maisa, and that's considered gemar malachta l'maisa. And we see that the Torah specifies that a poel or an animal can eat tfuah while it's in the stage of daish and prior to it being chayiv in maisa. Af kol shalei nigma malachta l'maisa poel eichaboy, and therefore we learn out that any time that poel wants to eat any tfuah or any eat produce while he's working for the Baal HaBayis, he could only eat that produce prior to it being chayiv in Maisa. But once it would be chayiv in Maisa, he would no longer have a right to eat that tefuah or to eat those peiris. Once again, the Braisa continues, Yotza Baidel B'tmar Mo V'Gregres Hol V'Nigmur Malachta L'Maisa Ein Poel Eichobai. And therefore, we exclude a case where a poel is working for the Baal HaBayis. There were already dates and figs that were pressed into cakes. The poel is now separating the dates or the figs with a pitchfork, and as the Ritva says, the Ofish Misal Beinayim, the Baal HaBayis now wants to separate them because there was mold that was forming between the dates and the figs. In this case, even though this may be considered a Gemar Malacha, well, the Maisa, these dates and figs were already Chayiv in Maisa, and therefore Poel does not have the right to eat the dates and the figs while he's doing this Malacha for the Baal HaBayis. And the Gemara continues and asks, V'atanya, but we learned to the Braisa, HaBaitel B'tmar Muvi Gregoris Poel Ichabai, that even if a Poel is working for the Baal HaBayis and he's separating dates and figs, then the Poel could still eat from them, and L'chir, that's a steer to the din that we just mentioned. And Amar Papa, and therefore a Papa responds, Ki Tanya Hi B'techloni, the Braisa that just stated that a Poel has a right to eat dates or dried figs while he's separating them, that is specifically talking about a scenario where the dates or the dried figs that were stuck together, those types of dates and dried figs, which would never become ripe, even though the Gemar Malacha L'Maisa B'negei regular dates and regular dried figs is once you pull them off the branches and you pile them together and you press them into cakes. However, when a Baal HaBayis had bare dates or bare figs which weren't royal achila in the manner that they were, therefore the standard procedure was that they would take these dates and these figs and they would place them into large buckets and they would leave them there in order for them to get warm, and then they would soften and then they would be able to take the juices out of them, and that's the procedure that was used in order to make them edible. And therefore their Gemar Malacha B'negei HaMaisa was at a much later point, and that's why when a poel is now coming and detaching the dates and these dried figs, he could still eat from them because they did not reach the point of Gemar Malacha L'Maisa. And as Rashi states, B'techloni T'marim Roim She'im Mispashlam B'ilon U'machdisin L'kiyim B'kli Shel Kapis T'marim V'shomen Teichleis U'mischam Meisum Mispashleis. And when the Braisa stated that a poel could eat from these periods and the Koyd Meshim Mispashlam Ka'am Hada B'idol Mehen Poel Oichoben D'loy Nigma Malacha L'Maisa. And the Gemara continues with the fourth limud that we will learn for the Pasuk of L'Saksim Shabadishai. At Tani Idach we learned another Braisa that the Pasuk says Dayosh, and we learn out Ma Dayosh Miuchad Dov Shloy Nigma Malacha L'Chalo Poel Oichoboy Af Kol Dov Shloy Nigma Malacha L'Chalo Poel Oichoboy. Since the Torah gives an example that a behemoth could eat when it's in the middle of being Dayosh and it's in the middle of threshing grains, and certainly at that point the Chiv of Afrashis Chalo did not yet apply, and as Rashi says Mishinosan Amayim V'Gilgal Mischayah B'Chalo, that the Chiv of Afrashis Chalo only starts once you take water and you pour it into the flour, and you then knead the flour and the water into a ball, and at that point there's a chiyuv of chala, and therefore we learn out that the only time that a behemoth or a poel has a right to eat while it's working is only when it's working on something that was not nigma malachta lechala and doesn't yet have a chiyuv of afrashes chala. However, the Gemara continues, Yotza halosh v'amekatev ha'ifo shenigma malachta lechala de'im poel eichabai. Therefore we learn that there's an exclusion, and a poel that's working on the dough and kneading the dough further, or shaping and smearing the dough, or baking the dough into bread, would not be allowed to eat from the dough or from the bread while he's working. And as Rashi says, halosh mishinosan mayim v'gilgal nischayv b'chala, once you place the water and flour and you mix it together a little bit, then it's already chayv and chala, v'adayin tzricha lolosh, but you still have to knead it even more, v'losha v'livud habe, to pound the dough and to form it into bread and then to bake it. And since those tests are occurring only after the dough was already chayv and afrashas chala, therefore poel cannot eat from the dough while he's performing these tasks. And the Gemara continues and is bothered, alachay, we just had two different braises, and the first braise already taught us that a poel cannot eat from anything that he's working on once it's passed the Gemar Malacha for Maisa, and now this new braise tells us that the only time that a poel can no longer eat is only once it's chayib afrashas chala, and not prior to that. Alachay, there is a steer between the two braises. The Gemara responds, loikasha b'chutzlar tzaskinan d'leka Maisa, the inachinami, the second braise is talking about a specific case where the poel is working in chutzlarts where there is no chayib of Maisa, and even though the time frame where grains would be mechuyev in Maisa is once it was piled up and the pile was smooth. However, since in Chutzlarts there is no chiyuv Maisa, therefore if someone is a poel in Chutzlarts, he could eat from grain until the point that it's chayiv afrashas chala, which is of course at a much later point. And the Gemara continues, Ihochi, if you're telling me that we're talking about a scenario where you're in Chutzlarts, chal nami leka, so then midiraisa, there is no chiyuv of afrashas chala in Chutzlarts either. Therefore, when the pasuk says Daesh, it can't be telling us that there's a difference man when you're dealing with chutzlaretz and when you're dealing with afrashas chala, as l'maisa midiraisa, there is no chiyuv of afreshes chala in chutz laaretz. Therefore, the Gemara says that la'ilam ba'aretz. Really, the second brayse is also talking about a case where the poel was working in Eretz Yisrael, v'le'kasha b'shevish kipshu v'shevish chilku, and the brayse is specifically talking about a case where Klai Yisrael just came into Eretz Yisrael, and they were in the middle of the 7 years that they were conquering Eretz Yisrael, and the 7 years that they were splitting up Eretz Yisrael. In those 14 years, there was actually a chiluk between the afreshes chala and the chiyuv of ma'isa. The Amamar, as we learned in the brayse, shevish kipshu v'shevish chilku. That during the first 14 years that Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, they were chayiv in chala, but they were not yet chayiv in ma'isa. Therefore, in the first brisa, we were talking about all the times that's after the first 14 years that we came into Eretz Yisrael, and in chenami, this man that a poel would no longer be able to eat from the work product that he's working with is once that island was chayiv in ma'isa. However, in the fourth brisa that we had, that is talking about a scenario where Klal Yisrael just came into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the din of maisos did not apply. Therefore, a poel had a right to eat from this grain until the point that it became chayiv in afreshes chala. He explains that how do we know there's a chiluk between the din of chala and the din of maisa during the first 14 years that Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael? And Rashi brings a makar from a sifri in Pasha Shlach. Since b'negei chala, the pasuk says b'voyachem al aretz, and as the sifri says, shina kosa biyazu mikol biyash shabatera shabakul nema kisavo kiviyacha. That generally the Torah uses the lashon of kisavo kiviyacha, and over here it says b'voyachem al aretz l'amedcha shekiv shenichtusu la neschayvu. And therefore we learn from here that once you come into Eretz Yisrael, immediately you chayiv in chala. We learn b'voyachem al aretz when you come into the land by rebo and l'maisa, you already came into the land, and therefore you chayiv in chala. However, Rashi states l'maisa la neschayvu al achirusha v'yeshiva, but again maisa the chiyuv only starts once you had yerusha v'yeshiva. The chsiv, as the pasuk states, asa ta'asa is called tu asarecha, and the chsiv basrei, and then the pasuk states b'makam hashivcha, and we learn out ashenivcha shila loy neschayvoy. The chiyuv of maisa only began once they chose the makam hamigdash, and they chose that the mishkan should stay permanently in Shiloh. That only occurred after kibush v'chiluk, and as Rashi points out, that the kol yimei kibush v'chiluk hay oil moye bagilgal yudal shanim kedamin bezvachim and in erchin. Gemara continues and asks that l'chir, how can you say during the first 14 years that Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael, Klal had a right to eat until the point that it was chayiv in afreshes chala, and not at the point that it was only chayiv b'maisa, as maisas weren't relevant at that point? The Gemara asks, midi maisa kagarim, does the pasuk say anywhere b'negei apoel that it's totally in the chiyuv of maisa? Of course, an employee has a right to eat from pears that were not yet grown to the point that it would be chayiv in maisa, but it's based on gemar malacha kagarim, that's based on what's considered the gemar malacha. Only reason that we based on the gemar malacha that would be chayiv in maisa is because that's a simon that's considered the gemar malacha, but that's not actually the siba as to why a poel can no longer eat these pears or the tefuah once it's already chayiv in maisa. And therefore, even during the first 14 years that Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, the Maisa, once it gets to the point that if there would be a Chiyuv of Maisa, it would be considered the Gemar Malacha and it would be Chayiv of Maisa. Therefore, we see it is considered the Gemar Malacha, and therefore, a poel would no longer have any rights to eat from these pears or from the Tefuah. And as Rashi states, Gemar Malacha Hagarim Kedyal Medayish, Loishna Bizman Maisa, Loishna Beloizman Maisa, the Maisa Gabechilis Poel, Loiksiv, as it never states anything about Maisa, Benegir the Chiyuv to allow your poel to work. As Taisa states, the kiven im hayu chayolim v'maisa have a choshev gemar malacha l'maisa acha miruach v'yinu helchim basa isa gemar malacha ki ein chayolim nami lo yavid pachis v'nezel basra v'mayaz lina basa chala. Why would we now change the time frame? And why would we now say that a poel has the right to eat from this tefuah until the point that it's chayav b'chala? The Gemara answers, Elam Ravina, therefore Ravina says that karach v'toni, that in chenami, instead of having four brises, we actually should have three brises, and we should combine the last two brises. And the way that we should actually learn these two brises is as follows: Daish, that the pasuk says leisachs mishab b'dishai, and we learn out ma daish miyuchad dovish leinigbum lachta lemaisa ulechala upayel echabai afkol shleinigbum lachta lemaisa ulechala upayel echabai. That just like when an animal is threshing tefuah, it's at a point that it's prior to the gemar malacha b'negei the din that's relevant to that item. B'negei grain, the gemar malacha would be at the point that it's chayiv in chala, and you'd be chayiv for afreshes chala, which is only at the point that the grain was already completely processed and it's now flour, and then you took water and put it together with the flour and made it into a ball of dough. Learn from Daish that from that point forward, the poel is working with his dough. He can't eat from the dough, as that is already past the gemar malacha. However, if we're discussing a case where a poel is working with pears or with other items where the din of challah is not relevant, then of course we have to look at its gemar malacha, and the gemar malacha would be be at an earlier point, which would be the Gemara Malacha for Maisa, and that would be the point that the Poel will no longer be able to eat from those items. Rashi, Dibel Maskel, Amar Avina, Karfatoni, Hanach Tati Masisin L'El, like Tisnao, Bilchuda, you shouldn't learn them as separate Limudim and separate Dinim, L'misteish, B'kamaisa, Madaish, Miucha, Dovish, Loi Nigma, Malachta, L'maisa, Dimkein, Shmamina, Ha Nigma, L'maisa, Loi Ochel, V'kasha, Basraisa, then certainly we would be able to be Madaik, that if it was Nigma, L'maisa, then the Poel can no longer eat, and therefore would be a steer to the second Braisa, Elo, Karfatoni, Chada, but we should learn as one Braisa, Madaish, Miucha, Shalai Nigma, L'maisa, L'maisa, L'chala, Shane Dvar, Manahugan, Boy, Afkosh, Shalai Nigma, L'maisa, L'dava, Nog, Boy, Im L'maisa, L'chudei, L'maisa, Im L'chala, L'chala, Yotza, Boydel, B'tmarim, Dinigma, L'maisa, the Imam Dava, M'ucha, Mimeno, and there's no process that's further than that would be the Gemara Malacha, the Yotza, Allah, Shalai Nigma, L'maisa, L'maucha, Shaboy, and Benegay, the Chamishas, Mini, Dagon, to have a Chiyab of a Frosh's Chala, then once you get to the point that you're kneading the dough, that is already past the point where it's already chayiv in hafrashas challah, and therefore from this point forward, the poel would no longer have any right to eat from this dough or from the bread. And Taisus in Divrei Maskil Amar Avina Karvatoni says a similar idea to Rashi, and he states the hashlid koni bechada lemaisa lechala muchach shapid leinokel lemaisa el lafuka hechad leshayachala, that the only time that we discuss the case of gemar malach lemaisa is only in those scenarios where it's not shayach to din of challah. For example, any peiris or any other type of grain which is not shayach to chamishes mina dogon as nachayev b'afrashes challah. And before we continue, we pointed out based on Rashi and our sugya, part that the chiyuv of maisa only starts after kibush v'chiluk was based on the pasuk that states b'makom hashiyivchar. However, ayin Rashi mesechtes ksubis that bases on the pasuk that says the gonchar and it says tfuah zarecha, and therefore it's mashma that has to be your plantings and it has to be your dogon prior to kibush v'chiluk. None of the tfuah in Eretz Yisrael belong to a specific Jew and to a specific yachid. As Rashi states hamiyuchadis lach, it has to be specifically owned by you. Rashi continues and brings another makar va'oid shirei tola akosav ha-maisa b'minyan shnois ha-shmitah, that since the Torah always specifies that maisa is based on shmitah, d'chsiv b'shana ha-shlishis shnas ha-maisa b'shmitas lo'imonu ela mishikiv shivichilku k'ramina b'seid oilam m'sechtes erkin ayin Rashi m'sechtes k'subis. And the Gemara continues that we mention five lines from the bottom of that pezayim abeis in a braisa, that the entire pasuk of kisoy b'kerem re'echa v'chata novim b'kenafshe chasovecha v'al keli chalaisitein is all extra. And from the word v'chata, we learned that a poel can't eat more than the standard. Poel has to eat these grapes in a normal manner. And as the Gemara gives two examples, v'loy moitz an ovim, that he can't just suck out the juice of a grape in order to be able to drink a lot more, as the standard is to eat grapes together with its peels. And if you're going to just suck out the juice, then the poel will drink much more and will use a lot more grapes, and therefore that's also. In addition, v'loy an ovim v'dov acher, a poel is not allowed to take grapes and dip it into some other item in order to sweeten the grapes and be able to eat more grapes at one time, as certainly that will cause a greater loss to the balabayas, as the poel will be able to eat a lot more grapes. And our Gemara now begins, Yibaylu, we had the following shayla, poel mar sheyivavi ba'or v'yoychal, that even though we stated previously that a poel can't dip his grapes into another item, but let's say he wants to take the grapes and he wants to roast the grapes, or he wants to roast kernels of grain in order to sweeten it, and therefore he'll be able to eat more, would that be mutter or not? As the Gemara explains, mi habik hanovim v'dova achen would be asa, oiloi, what do we say that since in this scenario he's not adding anything to the grapes or to the kernels of wheat and he's just roasting them on a fire, maybe that would be mutter. The Gemara states, Tashma, bring your raya from a braisa, as the braisa is talking about a case where Baal Bayis told the poel that he will provide him with drinks, and therefore the braisa tells us, Rishoy Baal Bayis, Lahashkas poel m'yayin, Kadesh lo yoykla novim habe, that a Baal Bayis has right specifically only serve wine to his worker. Wine will fill up the poel, and therefore he won't be able to eat a lot of grapes, and the poel can't say that I don't want to drink wine and you promise to give me drinks and I want you to give me water, and this way I'll be able to eat a lot more grapes. The Braisa continues, Rishoyim poilin l'tabo pitum b'tzir k'deshi yoichlu anovim habe, that a poil has right to dip his own bread into brine in order that he'll be able to eat a lot more grapes, and in this case he's not taking the grapes and dipping into brine, and instead he's taking his own bread and dipping into brine. That way he will increase his appetite, and that would be mutter. Chayu, we should be able to bring a raya to Ashayla that since this worker is roasting his kernels of grain or roasting grapes, that would be mutter, as the poel is not dipping his grapes or his kernels into any substance. There is another way that is causing his appetite to increase, and l'chayu, that should be mutter. We continue on that pei tes on the base, and the Gemara responds that this is not a raya, as l'chshuri gavra loikin b'ilon, as in the case where he's dipping his bread into brine, that is making his body more susceptible to be able to eat more, and it's increasing his own appetite, and that is mutter. Kikum b'ilon l'chshuri peir mayi, that our shayla is when you're taking the peri and making the fruit more geshmak to eat, and sweeter, maybe even though you're not dipping your grape into brine or into salt, but instead you're sweetening grapes by roasting it, maybe that would also be asr, and you would not be able to bring a raya from the previous brisa. And as Rashi states at the top of the Amidach, Shuri Gavra, Lahachin Atzma, Lachilim Ruba, Loimi Baylon, Shuri Loy Asra Lav the Torah, Bahai Lav Kanov Medova Achadami, the Hosan Gavi Anov, Machshur Peru. The Gemara continues, Tashma, bring another raya, as the brisa states, Poylon Ukla Novim, Barashi Umniyah Shalem, Uvachli Havva Ba'ar, that the brisa teaches us that a poil has a right to eat grapes, and if he wants to wait to eat his grapes until he gets to the point where he's at the beginning of a row of grapes, those grapes are generally better grapes and they're sweeter grapes because they're exposed to the sunlight, and the balabayas can't tell the poil that you have to eat earlier and you have to eat from those grapes that are not as sweet, and a poil has a right to wait and eat from the better grapes. However, the brisa specifically states that a poil doesn't have a right to roast grapes, and therefore it's asa, and l'chari we should have a right to ashayla. Gemara answers, hasa mishum bitum locha. That brisa is specifically talking about the problem of bitum locha, and the brisa is telling us that there is no problem for a poil to say that I will take a break at a later point, and I will only eat from the sweeter grapes, but a poil has no right to tell the balabayas that I want sweeter grapes, and I want to be able to roast them, as that will take a long time for him to do, and that will actually be mevatalim from working for the poil. And certainly that would be asa. However, kikam b'baylon, our shaila was heichad ikka ishtu bana of mai. What is the din if the poel has his wife or his children that are together with him, and they were not hired by the owner, and therefore they are standing there and doing nothing? Wants him to take the grapes and roast it in order that it should be sweeter for him. In that case, we have a shaila. Would he be able to do that, or do we say that lemaisa it's helping him eat more grapes, and maybe it would not be mutter for him to do so? And the gemara continues, tashma, bring you another raya from a brisa, as the brisa specifically says, lo that a poil has no right to toast and roast his grapes in a fire and eat it. And in addition, that a poil has no right to place the grapes into the earth in order that it should warm up in order to make it sweeter. And he also can't crush the pears onto a rock in order to make it easier for him to eat. However, a poil can take fruits and he could crush it between his hands without using any kli and without using a stone. And that, of course, will soften the fruit and will crush it into smaller pieces. And once again, the Gemara wants to bring a raya that the Brisa states clearly that a poel cannot take his grapes or his grain and toast it in fire in order to sweeten it, as that will make him eat much more. That will cause a greater expense and a greater loss to the balabayas. The Gemara answers, once again, this Brisa is not telling us that you're not allowed to do it in a case where there's no bitul melacha. The Brisa is specifically telling us that you can't do this because there will be a bitul melacha and the worker is roasting the kernels or roasting the grapes, it will take him a lot of time, and therefore he's wasting the time of the balabayas. And the same reason applies to the case where he's placing the grapes or grain into the ground in order to heat it up, and similarly in the case where he's taking the grain or the fruits, he's banging against a rock in order to soften it and in order to break it into pieces, that also takes a long time. He's taking too long of a break, and that time belongs to the balabayas, and therefore he has no right to do this. But if there would be a scenario, for example, where his wife and children were there and they would want to toast the grain or toast the grapes for him, then potentially that would be mutter. And the Gemara continues, Hachinami Mistavra, I'll bring a right, it is a correct pshat in the Braisa, the Isakadaita of Mishum Matuke Peira, as if you're going to tell me that the reason why it's Asa is because you're sweetening the Peiris, and therefore he'll be able to eat more Peiris, sell him my Matuke Peirika, when you're banging the fruits against the rock, how does that sweetening the Peiris? And therefore, certainly, we're talking about a problem of Bitum Locha, and not a problem of Masuke Peiri. And the Gemara responds that even though your Teretz may be a good Teretz, but you can't bring a raya from the Brisa that this must be the Pshat in the Brisa, as the Efshad Loy Mimta Purta, as Lemaisa, by knocking Paris against a rock, that definitely sweetens the Paris a little bit, as it softens the Paris. Therefore, it is possible that the Brisa is actually teaching us that the reason why a worker can't do these things is because it is causing these Paris to become sweeter, and that will allow him to eat many more Paris, and that will cause a loss to the Balabayas. However, of course, even though we can't bring a raya from the Brisa that the Brisa is specifically talking about Bitum Lacha, but we also can't bring a raya from the Brisa that's an Issa because of Masuke Peri, and therefore we don't have any rayas to the question that we have. And at this point of the Gemara does not have a raya as to our original Shaila that we asked on Pei Teisa Manav, a poil marshi of Avi Ba'or of Yoichal. Gemara continues, Tashma will bring another raya, poilim shoyodrim b'te'inim, v'goydrim or v'goydrim b'tmarim, u'boitzim ba'novim, u'moiskim b'zesim, harei u'lil eichlim u'pturim, shater zichzalem, that if workers were harvesting figs, dates, grapes, or olives, and these lashonis are specific lashonis Shainas that all mean the same thing, and they all mean that you're harvesting and cutting these fruits off of their specific branches or their specific vines, and the Hebrew Lashon of Oider is used for Te'enim, and Goydim is used for Tmarim, Baitim is used for Anovim, and Maiskim is used for Zesim. And in all cases, the din is that the poel has right to eat from these periods, and the poel has no chiyuv to take off Maisa, as Rashi points out, based on the Gemara that we previously learned, V'lo Yamrina Lekechu, and we don't say it is considered like a Lekech, Levisha Einzet Tnai Schoron, El Ater Zachslehem, that is not considered as part of his wages, and the Torah was Zechut to him, and therefore there is no chiyuv to take off Maisa, as we still consider him like the Balabayas, even with Rabbana, we would not be Machayiv him to take off Maisa. The Brisa continues, Bepitim Leyechlu, Elm Kein Notlu Rishusman Balabayas, however, the poel cannot eat these items together with his bread, as that is considered Yayim V'Dava Acher, and certainly he'll be able to eat much more, and therefore it's also unless he receives permission from the Balabayas, V'Leyitzpeis B'melech V'yecho, and the Brisa now teaches us that a poel cannot take any of these fruits and dip them into salt, as that will sweeten them, and therefore he'll be able to eat a lot more. L'chari, we see that as long as you're making these periods sweeter and easier to eat, then it'll be also to do so, as you're causing the Balabayas a greater loss, poel will be able to eat a lot more fruits, and therefore it'll be usher. L'chari, should be able to bring a raya from this brisa that a poel is not able to take his grapes or his kernels of wheat and roast them in fire in order to sweeten them. And l'chari, the Gemara and the Habamina thinks that by adding salt to a fruit, it's similar to putting fruits into a fire and by roasting them, as l'maisa, salt is not considered any major item, and it's not considered davar chashuv, and therefore by sweetening it with salt, it's almost as if you're putting nothing onto these pears, and it's almost as if roasting it, and therefore the Gemara wants to be madama, the case of the brisa where you're dipping fruits into salt, to the case of our shayla where you're roasting fruits in a fire. And the Gemara continues and states, melech vadei kanov v'davar achadami, that we can't be madama the case of the brisa to the case of our shayla, as in the case of the brisa, you're adding another substance to the fruit, and therefore you're sweetening it based on a separate substance, and that is also because it's similar to the case of Anovim V'Davacher, and this is actually the case that Rashi brings on that Pezayin and Beis when explaining Anovim V'Davacher, that you dip the grapes into salt. However, you can't be pushed our Shaila, as our Shaila is talking about a scenario where a poel wants to take grapes or wants to take kernels of wheat and toast it in fire, and he's not adding any foreign substance, and therefore maybe that would be Mutar. And although the Gemara just brought four different rayas in order to try to bring a raya to our shayla, the Gemara was not pushed our shayla up until this point. The Gemara will now continue with what seems to be a side point, which seems to have no bearing on our shayla, but ultimately the Gemara will come out with a raya to our shayla, at least according to the way that Rashi understands our Gemara. And the Gemara will now ask a steer from the brisa that we just mentioned to another brisa, as the brisa just stated, that a poel has no right to take any of his peris and dip it into salt and then eat it because he's sweetening the peris, and therefore he'll be able to eat more peris, and that will cause a loss to the Balabayas. And as the Gemara stated, that's considered like a novim v'davar achar. As Rashi points out, that at this point of the Gemara's havmina is that when the Brisa stated v'lo yitzpes b'melech v'yechol, we're not talking about din maisa, and the Brisa is teaching us a din b'negiyah a poel being able to eat certain fruits while he's working. And the Brisa teaches us that a poel is not allowed to dip any of these fruits into salt and then eat it, as that will be a loss to the Balabayas. However, the Gemara ultimately will come out that this line of the Brisa is teaching us a din b'negiyah the chiyuv of maisa. The Brisa actually will be teaching us that even though in some scenarios a poel has a right to dip his fruits into salt, however, once he dips his fruit into salt, he will be chayiv in maisa, as that would be considered gemar melachton. And that's why the Brisa tells us v'leyitzpes b'melech v'yechol, that a poel cannot dip his peiris into salt and eat it immediately, and instead he would have to take off maisa prior to eating it. The Gemara continues and asks, for a mini, we will ask the stira from another brisa. And the brisa states, haseches a poel la'adel l'kashkesh tachas hazesim hareza l'yoichal, that if Reuven hires a poel to dig for him or to cover roots of an olive tree with dirt, then the poel doesn't have any right to eat any of the olives, since he isn't doing work that is relevant to the gemar melacha of the olives. However, the brisa continues, schari lipsar, ischari limsaik, ischari lilakate, if Reuven hired a poel to pick grapes off of the vine, or to pick olives off of a tree, or to gather other fruits that fell off their tree and are lying underneath the tree, then the poel can eat from these fruits. And since the poel is doing a task which is categorized as a gemar melacha, therefore midiraisa he has a right to eat, as the pasuk taught us in Pashat Kisese, ki savi bekerme echa v'chata novin kinafsha chasavecha del keli chalei sitein. The brisa is actually teaching us that although lekech would be chayv to take off maisa at least midrabanon, but the poel has a din like the balabayas, therefore the poel is potter and doesn't have to take off maisa, since hatoyer zichzalhen, the Torah was mizaka these periods to the poel. poil is not considered like wages from the balabayas to the poil, and the poil is not considered a lekiach, and the Braisa then states, im kotzatz, and Taisus explains that Rashi holds that this is going back on the ratio that even though a poil cannot eat balkochi of the balabayas since he's not performing gemar malacha, however, certainly if the poil makes a deal with the owner to be able to eat a specific amount of payers, and for example, the poil says to Reuven that if I do this task for you, then as part of my wages, I will have a right to keep 20 olives. And certainly, even though the poil couldn't eat these olives, bal kochoy of the balabayas, however, since he made a deal with the balabayas, therefore he's considered like he bought these payers from the balabayas based on his schar and based on his wages, and therefore certainly the poil is considered like a lekeach, and at least on a drabbanon level, the poil would be chayiv in maestres, and therefore the Braisa teaches us that achas achas yoichol, the poil can cut off one olive at a time and eat it, since one olive isn't chashiv, and therefore it's considered achil sarai, and there was no chiv to take off maiso, even though he's considered like a lekeach. However, shtayim shtayim lo yoichol, the poil cannot pull off two olives at one time and eat them, as that is considered achil chashuva, and it would be considered achil kvar, and therefore the poil is chayiv to first take off maiso before he could eat it. And as we explained, the reason the poil is chayiv in maiso is because on a deraisadika level, he didn't have a right to eat these pears balkoch of the balabayas, since he wasn't doing any work that was considered a gemar malacha, and he contracted with the balabayas to be able to eat these pears. Therefore, the fact that he's eating these pears is considered part of his wages, and therefore the poil is categorized as a lekech who is chayiv to take off maiso at least midrabanon. And finally, the Braisa states v'soifis b'melach v'yoichal, that the poil can dip the fruit into salt and eat the fruit. And finally, at this point, the Gemara will ask its question and its stira from this Braisa to the previous Braisa, as the previous Braisa states for leispis b'melach v'yoichal. This Braisa states v'soifis b'melach v'yoichal. The Gemara now asks, aheya, which part of the Braisa is this clause referring to when the Braisa just stated v'soifis b'melach v'yoichal, that he can dip the fruit into salt and eat the fruit. And the Gemara states, idlei ma'seifa, if you're going to say it's going back on the last clause that we just mentioned, which is on the Sefer that stated that the poil actually made up with the balabayas, that even though that the test I'm going to do for you is not a gemar malacha, and therefore on a deraisadika level, I have no right to demand any payers, but I'm still contracting with you that as part of my wages, you will allow me to eat 20 olives. Bryce is then telling us that this poil has a right to dip these olives into salt and then eat them, but the Gemara is that that can't be pshat as kiven the katas, kalich de boy lechol, as since they made up that he has a right to eat 20 olives, therefore it's as if the poil bought 20 olives from the owner and from the balabayas, and certainly it's pashut that he could dip them in salt and eat them, as why should it be a problem with him dipping in salt if he actually owns these olives and he has right to all 20 olives? Therefore the Gemara says, el lava ratio, it must be that this clause is going back on the ratio of the Braisa, even the case where the poil is actually working for the balabayas and doing a gemar malacha, and for example he's cutting the pears off of the tree and he has a right to eat these pears on a deraisadika level, that the Braisa is teaching us that the poil can even dip these olives into salt, even though it will increase his appetite and it will cause him to eat more olives, and lefi zeh, this din would actually be soisa the previous Braisa, as the previous Braisa states, v'lo yispeis b'melech, that a poil doesn't have a right to dip his olives or dip his grapes into salt, as that will increase his appetite and he'll eat more grapes or more olives, and that will be a loss to the balabayas. And as we previously stated, that melech vaday kanom v'dav achadami, and therefore it's asar. And the Gemara continues, and we'll bring two terutzim in order to explain why there is no stereo between this Braisa and the previous Braisa, and one teretz will be from Abaya and one teretz will be from Rava. And both Abaya and Rava will both agree that certainly there is no question that a poil that has a right to eat pears midraisa cannot dip those pears into salt, and that certainly will increase his appetite, and the poil will be able to eat many more grapes or olives or other fruits, and therefore that will cause a loss to the balabayas, and certainly that would be asa. And both Abaya and Rava agree that certainly when the second Braisa stated v'soifis b'melach v'yechol, that the poil can dip his olives into salt and eat them, that is certainly going on the din of the Sefer, and it's talking about a scenario where the poil was actually performing a task for the balabayas that was not a gemar malacha, and therefore midiraisa he did not have rights to eat any of the pears, and it's only because he was katzatz and the poil made a specific deal with the balabayas that as part of his wages he will have a right to eat 20 olives of the balabayas. Braisa still teaches us that in that case the din is that he's allowed to dip the olives into salt and eat it, and even though the Gemara previously asked that kiven katzatz kol hich de boy lechol, that certainly if they made up that he's allowed to eat these pears, and certainly there should be no reason why he can't dip these olives into salt, and why would the Braisa teach us this halacha? And Abaye explains that the halacha of the Braisa is not relevant to the din of poilim, as certainly this poil has a right to eat these olives. At this point to the Braisa, the Braisa is discussing the Chiyuv of Maisa. The Braisa teaches us that even if the Poel will dip these olives into salt, that's not considered a Gemar Malacha B'negei Maisa, and he still would not have to take off Maisa, and he could eat them without taking off Maisois. And as the Gemara states, Abaya states, Loi Kasha, that there is no stereo between the first and second Braises as Kan Ba'aretz and Kan B'chotzlaretz. The first Braisa was talking about a Poel that was in Eretz Yisrael. By dipping the fruit into salt, that actually is Kaveya, this pre for Maisois, and therefore the Poel is also to eat this pre because he didn't take off Maisa. However, the second Braisa is talking about a Poel that is in Chutzlaretz, and therefore, even though he'll dip the pears into salt, it will not be Kaveya for Maisa. The Gemara explains what is the difference between being in Eretz Yisrael or being in Chutzlaretz. As Ba'aretz, if the Poel is in Eretz Yisrael, Kaveh Svisa, so then by the fact that he dipped the pears into salt, that is considered enough of a Kfias, and it's enough of a Gemar Melacha that the Poel is Chayiv in Maisois, and therefore he can't eat these pears that were dipped into salt. However, B'chutzlaretz, Loi Kaveh Svisa, since in Chutzlaretz the only Chiyuv of Maisa is Midrabanan, therefore if the Poel dips these fruits into salt, that is not considered a Yimachsh of this Achila, like an Achila Kavua, and therefore the Poel will not be Chayiv in Maisa, and that's why the Braisa states that he's allowed to dip these pears into salt and eat them without taking off Maisa. Keep in mind that it's still Tzarech Bia, the Lechira, in the first Braisa, we didn't have to say that we're talking about Eretz Yisrael. Even so, it's not a stereo between the first Braisa and the second Braisa, as in the first Braisa, we're talking about a case where the Poel was doing a test that was a Gemar Malacha, and therefore he had an ability on a Dereisidika level to eat these pears, and therefore he can't dip them into salt because they will increase his appetite and he'll eat more pears, and therefore that will be a loss to the Balabayas. Ayin Rishayin would discuss this point, and the Gemara continues that Amar Rava, Rava states, Mi Yekamidi de Be'eretz Kaveh Svisa Midereisa of Chutzlaretz like Kaveh Svisa or Mutu Lechatchila. The Rava states that in a Chinami in Chutzlaretz, the only Chiyuv of Maisa is on Drabonidika level, but as we know, called the Tikkun Rabbanon Ka'in Dereisa Tikkun. Therefore, if we're going to say that by dipping pears into salt, it's conveying something from Maisa on the Reisadika level, so how could it be that in Chutzlaretz, it would be mutter to eat these pears that were dipped in salt, even Lechatchila, and certainly that would not make any sense. And therefore, Rava doesn't want to learn like a Abaya and doesn't want to explain the chilut between the two Braises, that the first Brais is talking about a case that was in Eretz Yisrael, and the second Brais is talking about a case where was in Chutzlaretz. And Elam Rava, and therefore Rava explains, Bein Ba'aretz or Bein Chutzlaretz, Chadol Lechava Svisa, that the Brais is actually teaching us that it doesn't make a difference if the Poel is in Eretz Yisrael or if he's in the Chutzlaretz, that as long as he's eating only one of the fruits, and even if he will dip it into salt, that will not be Kaveyat for Maisa, and the Poel would be able to eat the fruit without taking off Maisa. However, Tati Kavos Visa, and if you actually took two fruits and you dipped them into salt, then that would be Kaveyat for Maisa, and it would be considered Achilas Kva, and it wouldn't make a difference if you're in Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlaretz, the Poel would not be able to eat the fruit without taking off Maisa. Rava continues, Kotzatz, and if the Poel made up with the Baal Bayis that he has a right to eat 20 fruits, and we're talking about a scenario where the Poel doesn't have a right to eat on the Reisidik level because he's performing a task that is not a Gemar Melacha, then Bein Safa, so Bein Loi Safa, Achas Achas Eichol, Shtayim Shtayim Loi Eichol, then it wouldn't make a difference if he dipped it into salt or if he didn't dip it into salt, then he could eat one at a time, but he wouldn't be able to eat two at a time. As if the Poel would eat two of these olives or two grapes at one time, then since he's considered like a Lekech, therefore it's considered Achilas Kva, and therefore it would be us to eat them without taking off Maisa. And Rava continues, Loi Kotzatz, and if the Poel is doing a task for the Baal Bayis that is a Gemar Melacha, and therefore on the Reisadika level, the Poel has a right to eat these fruits. And as Rava continues, V'loi Safas, and the Poel did not dip these fruits into salt, then Oichel Shtayim Shtayim, then the Poel can even eat two fruits at a time, since they're not dipped into salt, and he's also not considered a Lekech, as the Torah granted him this right to eat these pears, and therefore his Achila is not considered a Kavua, and it's not considered a Sudas Kva, and therefore he could eat even two pears at a time. Rava Safas, once he dips these pears into salt, then Achas Achas Oichel, he could only eat one pre at a time, Shtayim Shtayim Lo Yechol, but he can't eat two pears at a time, because since he dipped them into salt, therefore by eating two pears, that's considered Achilas Kva, and therefore he would have to take off Maisa prior to eating them. And even if the Poel received permission from the Baal Bayis to eat these pears, he would still not be able to eat these pears, and not because there's a problem that he actually sweetened it, and therefore he'll have a greater appetite, as that is not the issue over here, and the issue is that since he's eating two pears and he salted them, therefore it's considered Achilas Kva, and therefore he's Chayiv in Maisa, as the Gemara states. The reason is the Itbelu L'Maisa, these pears are now considered Tevel B'negei Maisa, Kaveh Svisa, because you dipped the two pears into salt, therefore it's considered Achilas Kva, and you're Chayiv in Maisa. And the Gemara continues, V'tati the Kaveh Svisa Minolon, that how do we know that once you take two two peiros and you dip them into salt, that is considered a kfiyas b'negei maisa, and therefore it's also to eat these peiros without taking off maisa. And the Gemara explains, Rav Masna explains, the Amakra, the Pasuk states in Micha, v'himala yadu machshavais Hashem v'leivinu atzasai, and the Pasuk then states, ki kipsam ka'amir garna, and he gathered them together like a bundle of grain that is in a gairin and is in the threshing floor. And therefore we see that in order to be considered a gairin and be chai b'maisa, you have to have a gathering that is of Lashon Rabbim, and it has to be at least two items, and therefore the only way that something is considered a davar chashuv is only once you have two olives and you dip them into salt. But if you only took one olive and dipped it into salt, that would not be considered a davar chashuv, and therefore would still be considered achilas arayi, and it's mutter for a poel to eat them even without taking off maisa. And we will stop over here.